This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell, back after a long vacation. PT Talker has actually been on hiatus through the month of June and July, towards the end here of July, but we are ready to go again. We've got some great things planned for this upcoming fall, some good, good topics, and especially good, good experts. And joining me today is Margo Van Eck, and she is a physical therapist who actually has quite a bit of experience working with vibration, whole body vibration to be exact. Margo, welcome to our show today.
Thank you.
You know, I guess we want to kind of start out by saying vibration, and excuse me, I guess I should say whole body vibration, and if I incorrectly refer to it as just vibration, hopefully our listeners will know we're speaking about whole body. But that is something that really has started to take off now and is becoming extremely commonplace in the physical therapy market. And I guess if you could maybe just share with us a little bit about why you think that is the case. I know your facility that you currently work at, Bauman Physical Therapy, you're located in Lexington, Kentucky. You've been using whole body therapy or whole body vibration now for about 7 years.
That's right.
Okay.
We look for equipment at our clinic that we can use for multiple purposes. Both our exercise equipment and our therapeutic equipment, we like to get stuff that's really versatile that we can use on a lot of different kinds of patients. And the whole body vibration has certainly been in that category.
Yes, so why do you think, I remember I was over in Germany probably 10 years ago, and vibration was a big thing at that time, and it's taken a little bit of time for it to come over into the United States. But what do you think, why is whole body vibration so popular right now in physical therapy?
I think the reason is the multiple types of diagnoses that you can use it for. As with anything, any kind of treatment approach, equipment, as a standalone isn't necessarily as effective, but in conjunction with other modalities and other techniques can be really effective. And that's certainly something we found with the whole body vibration. It's another piece, it's another tool in our toolbox. And we found it can really greatly accelerate rehab because of its effect on multiple body systems.
Okay. Now, for our listeners, Margo, you are a physical therapist. You've, as you told me, you've got about 28 years experience being a physical therapist. Tell us a little bit about your background just for the benefit of our listeners.
Well, I went to school in Birmingham, Alabama, got a bachelor's in physical therapy there, but I did an advanced master's at UK in the mid-90s. And since that time, I've gotten my orthopedic clinical specialty title, so I have OCS initials after my name. And I've been working in mostly in orthopedics, spine, joint, for the past 20 years or so.
Okay. And when we put this on the blog site, which is pttalker.com, I'm going to put a picture of what a typical whole body vibration unit looks like, but can you just kind of describe it, and then let's get into what some of the maybe some of the benefits are.
Yes, the device that we have is a platform that you stand on. You put your feet on either side of a fulcrum. It's a small platform, only about probably 4 inches up off the ground, and it has a bar for that clients and patients can hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange feeling when you first step on a vibration platform, and so often we have people hang on at first until they get used to the sensation of it, and then they can let go and stand without having arm support. The device that we have has a fulcrum in the middle, and on the very far end, it has a vertical amplitude of 10 millimeters. So it doesn't really move through a great range, but it's the speed that's variable And as the patients get more used to the sensation and can get more accustomed to it, we can ramp the speed up, the acceleration, and that's really where your therapeutic benefit comes in.
Into some specifics.
Yes. One of the things that I love it for is improving balance, because it's a device that the body really has to work hard to maintain balance, because you're constantly being thrown off a bit, not a great distance off, but just enough where the body has to check. So improving balance and proprioception about where you are in space. Improving circulation, especially in the lower extremities when you're standing on it. Often clients will step off and say, oh, my legs feel itchy, and that can be from that big flush of circulation that happens with that new sensation.
Okay.
Very helpful in knee rehab, knee, ankle, hip, when you stand on it. Sensation. I have a patient who has a peripheral neuropathy, and she finds that for 4 or 5 days after coming in for vibration treatment, she has better sensation and better proprioception in her feet.
Okay. Now, is there any muscle strengthening going on if you're reacting, or is that not a benefit of this type of vibration?
There is an enhancement of muscle strength. There have been some research studies done, that have shown an improvement in the ballistic effect of the muscles, especially with sports that require jumping,
mm-hmm.
like volleyball and basketball. You get an increased jump height.
Okay.
With it. You also have an involuntary response in the muscles by way of the tonic vibration reflex system that's set up neurologically, and so you have muscles contracting involuntarily throughout the body part that is on the machine. We've actually used it for upper extremity as well, where we have patients kneel on a pad and put their arms on the platform, and so you can actually use it for upper extremity rehab as well.
Okay. So right now, if you were speaking to a physical therapist who says to you, you know, I've heard about this whole body vibration thing. It seems like a lot of money. I just don't know. It seems a little hocus pocus to me. How would you convince them that it's something that they should take a serious look at?
I would direct them to research that's been done. It's not extensive, but the research articles that we looked at in making our decision to purchase, there have been significant improvements in Parkinson's patients using vibration. MS patients have had really nice improvement in function. And it's also been shown to help with osteoporosis. Because of the vertical movement, you get stress or loading on the bones,
mm-hmm.
and it's been shown to actually slow or actually have a reversal of osteoporosis when used. So for those types of problems where you're limited in other things that can be a benefit, I would point them in that direction. And we did have one of our therapists do a study with some UK students using
mm-hmm.
the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And
I might just mention that's University of Kentucky.
University
Not everybody knows that.
Okay. And we encouraged students to come and use it for research, because then we would have some benefit of knowing what other types of clients to use it for. And they looked at a volleyball team and did research using some of them trained with the vibration and some without. And they did see a pretty significant increase in muscle strength short term in the young people that use the vibration. But I think, as with anything, if you're exercising to increase strength and you stop exercising, then you lose the benefit. It's something that you have to do ongoing to maintain muscle strength. And so vibration is another thing in that category where you do have to continue using it to have the benefit of it. Although in the short term, using it along with rehab and your other exercises, it can speed the process.
Okay. So you're talking about shortening the length of time that it takes to complete rehab. This tool is doing that.
Yes.
Now, this may be putting you on the spot a little bit, but is there anything, any patient or maybe a diagnosis that you can point to where you have stopped doing something else because you're now using whole body vibration?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's, no, I wouldn't say that. Again, I don't use it in and of itself.
Okay.
It's always in addition to other things, but there are some contraindications.
Okay.
Would you like me to talk about that?
Well, so, but just to clarify, so this is always an adjunctive
we're
doing in addition to everything you were previously doing for those patients.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, let's go into
that. Let me add to that and say that we do have some patients who, once they finish physical therapy, have really felt the benefits of the machine, and some of them will continue to come back and use it.
Okay. Right.
Have a mechanism set up where they can come back and use it on an independent basis.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, let's go ahead and review the contraindications real quick in the time we have left.
Okay. Pregnancy is hip or knee implants, although I've seen some clinics that are using it on total hip, total knee patients mm-hmm. without any issues there, but that is one listed. Recent screws, pins, bolts, recent orthopedic type surgeries just because of the vibration factor and loosening those. Severe cardiovascular disease, pacemaker,
mm-hmm.
History of detached retinas.
Oh, okay.
And advanced RA, advanced arthrosis. So those are really the main ones.
Okay. All right. So, and I do just have a few minutes left, and I just want to see if I can narrow this down a little bit. You know, our goal in this podcast is to bring new techniques, new ideas, new concepts to physical therapists. So I understand the Parkinson's and MS and some of those other things you mentioned, but let's just say a general orthopedic patient walks in the door, someone that you see on a very regular basis. Is there one of those patients you can point to that you have seen great benefit, not just it's okay, but great benefit to any of your standard orthopedic patients that come in using whole body vibration?
A few patients stand out in my mind. One was a patient that had chronic edema in her ankle from a previous injury and surgery, just sort of a bogginess around the ankle that nothing was really affecting. Two sessions on the vibration platform, and it was gone, never did come back. So that was pretty significant.
No kidding. Now, could I, can I just draw a huge, make a huge leap here and say any benefit with lymphedema patients?
Yes, but you have to be a little cautious.
Okay, I bet, yeah.
With severe lymphedema because of the stress on that system.
Okay.
With the sudden movement of fluid.
Is there some research or some work being done with those kind of patients with whole body?
None that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But probably.
Okay, but you would say it is certainly, there's a possibility, a potential that it could be valuable.
Yes.
Okay, all right, good. And then I interrupted you. You were going to list another one?
I've also found that patients who are athletic, who are trying to get back to running some kind of sport,
mm-hmm.
That it's been very effective in helping them regain their strength and get back to activity quicker. And I had a runner recently who had been to other therapies, and it seemed that that was the piece that made a big difference here.
Well, very good. All right, well, it's always not happy for me to say we're out of time, Margo, so we've got to wrap it up. But very, very interesting. Thank you so much for sharing your information with us. Overall, it sounds to me as it's been a very helpful tool to you in your practice.
Yes, I would say that, yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, for all of our listeners out there, you've been listening to Margo Van Eck. She is a 28-year physical therapist who I think is very loyal to the University of Kentucky, but she's actually in Lexington, Kentucky at Bauman Physical Therapy and is using whole body vibration. Thank you again, Margo, for joining us.
My pleasure.
And for all you listeners out there, I want to remind you that previous episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes. And as we do each and every week, starting up again now. Summer's over. We are going to be bringing you business news and ideas just for physical therapists, and we hope that you find it, find the information contained herein as things that will help you improve your practice, help you to improve your ability to work with patients and get them better. So, this is Jeff Worrell signing off for now. I want to thank you for joining us at PT Talker.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.